with Jeannie the exact same song. I'll let you ponder that for a minute. You're listening to Warm Beer and the Cheap Seats podcast, WBECS, with Big Mike and Casey. Take it away, Big Mike.
What's happening, everybody? It's Big Mike. It's Friday night. It's Warm Beer and the Cheap Seats on a WrestleMania weekend. I Dream of Jeannie is hot. Samantha is hot. I love those shows. I don't care about the theme songs. I love the ladies. We got a big show about WrestleMania. We're going to meander around with bunches of other topics because that's what we do on Warm Beer and the Cheap Seats, WBCS Radio, Friday night live. Take it, Casey.
I can't stand twins that stand back to back. It's just something that really just gets on my last nerve.
Like the little cutie pose where they're kind of looking back like,
yeah. Hey, wink, wink, look, we're twins. Our shirts almost match. You know, go fuck yourselves.
Wow, that's strong.
Yeah.
You kind of came out of the...
All twins. That's right. I'm putting twins on notice.
Would that include the double Mick twins?
It especially includes Schwarzenegger and DeVito. Oh. I got my eyes on you guys.
They are twins.
They're twins.
That just shows you, depending on the environment you're raised in, development might be a little different.
Yes. Well, one of them got the bad genes and one got the good genes.
It's true.
He got the leftovers, I believe is how they said it in the movie. So, all is good in the land of WBCS. Sweet Melissa, do you have any of that music queued up by the way? I'll let you get the music queued
up.
This was like, well, you can't go on and on with it, but okay. I mean, I'm trying to do serious stuff in the house, like watch the Rays game. And she's like, No, but you got to listen to this. Do, 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 do. And then it's like, it's almost like listen to the opening of Queen's Under Pressure versus, Vanilla
Ice.
Ice.
Baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
The beat is a little close. And I'm like, I don't know.
But Vanilla Ice said his goes, din, 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 din.
Right.
Which makes it different.
Yeah, I mean, it just...
That's what Vanilla said.
Hey, all right, here's the other thing. So we got this big Eclipse of the Heart coming up this week.
Guess
right?
who just, got, eclipse guess of who the just heart. Got us glasses? It was me.
I got you glasses. Now you can stare straight right into the
stare
sun.
Stare at the sun.
It's fantastic.
It is.
It is the greatest.
It is.
The moon stinks. The moon's a loser.
Oh, my.
But I feel like these eclipses happen, and then they're like, it's never happening again. And then 2 years later, we have another eclipse. I'm very confused by these eclipses.
About the never happening again eclipse.
Yeah, like every 2 years, we have these things.
And I don't know where my glasses are, so they're getting me again.
Has anyone seen my glasses?
Well, I don't know where my real glasses are either, but
yeah,
I
well,
also don't
on
know
back
where
order.
So I guess there's a certain swatch of the country that they will be totally dark. They see the total eclipse. Am I correct?
Yes.
But we get some, I think.
What's the percentage that we get?
30-40%.
Okay.
3 o'clock.
And that's on Monday.
Max. I did my research.
But it's only like for a few minutes, I think. I don't know.
It's supposed to be visible from like quarter to 2 to like 4 or 5, and then the most we'll see is around 3.
I think it's important to not only look at the sun, but squint real hard.
No, because you're going to have your safety goggles on.
Oh. Safety goggles.
I ruined it.
I'm pretty sure I worked with a guy that stared right at the sun last time it came through.
Was he slightly like off?
Yeah, he wasn't all there, and also he left our work a few weeks later because that was like when Hurricane Irma was coming through, and he's like, I live in a flood zone. I'm like, there's definitely not a flood zone. We never saw him again.
What?
Maybe he got washed away in a flood. that didn't happen.
Yeah, true story though. Never saw him again.
That's hilarious. Are you ready for music?
Yeah, let's tune this in.
Yes.
Okay, because I
let's figure it out.
I gotta turn us off first. That's why I had to know if you were ready. Okay.
We're born ready.
Let's see. Ready?
Oops. Yes.
Yes. Why yes? Oh no.
No, yeah, good advertisement.
They didn't do an advertisement the other night when I was interrupting baseball.
No, they never do.
That's Bewitched. Yeah, it's Bewitched. All right.
Stop it.
That was Samantha wiggling the nose. Yeah,
wiggling her nose. Played by Elizabeth Montgomery.
Yes. They're similar.
Yeah.
Probably same composer.
Oh, probably.
I was going to Google that, but I could not find it.
That's... Jeannie lived by Patrick, now Space Force Base.
Yes.
It was then Patrick Air Force Base.
Correct.
Where Major.
Yes.
Oh, Major.
You mean Mr. Ewing?
Yes.
Before he struck oil. Yeah.
That was his early days when he was in the Air Force.
You know, very, very underrated comedic actor. He played that straight role really good.
Very well.
Yeah.
What you need to have that straight guy.
Larry Hagman.
Yep. Oh, Larry.
Lair.
If you play it back to back, it's like ridiculous.
Did you see the similarities? Hot women.
That's what they're hot.
Yeah, that's all I'm thinking.
Lady Jill, I don't mean it like that, but I mean it.
I mean, Barbara Eden.
Barbara Eden. Foxy.
They were both.
Woo!
Yes.
Elizabeth Montgomery.
Yeah.
Fox.
Do you think they were?
Yeah, friends? I mean, you don't kick her out of bed for eating crackers.
Nope.
That's all I'm saying.
Do you think they were friends?
I don't even know if they were on the same network. Were they in the same network?
That's hard to say.
We watched them in reruns.
If they were, then I would say yes, because they're working on the same like studio.
Same lot. And...
Right.
But both very good shows.
Yeah.
See, they would have been great for Battle for the Network Stars back
then. Oh, if they had it then, absolutely. Oh,
man.
That's funny. I don't know what that is, but it sounds like fun.
Well, in the 70s into the very early 80s,
mm-hmm.
The Battle of the Network Stars, all the stars from popular television programs would basically, they'd be in an Olympic event.
Really?
Yes.
They would have.
They're complete in athletic events.
Yeah. It was swimming, relay races, tug of wars, all kinds of stupid shit. And they would put, here it is, Eric Estrada from Chips.
Yeah. You know who'd be very, very competitive? Old Shatner.
Shatner. Well,
Shatner was there to win.
He wasn't there to fuck around.
Nope. He's like, listen, I'm TJ Hooker.
I was just going to say, it's TJ Hooker.
First off, you know what's great about TJ Hooker? How he could do this, like, roll around on the ground and get up on a knee and shoot at someone and then roll around some more and then shoot at someone.
Hey, combat skills. Those are combat skills.
That shell, man.
Oh, God.
He was always sliding across a hood and all sorts of stuff.
What kind of a run did that show have? How many seasons?
Like 4 or 5.
Which is pretty solid.
Yeah. I mean, that's...
There's a guy that could have easily have been typecast because he's Captain Kirk. But we're like, no, you're going to be TJ Hooker.
TJ Hooker.
Training young police cadets.
Yeah. Locklear, I think, was in that.
Yeah, Heather, right? Locklear. Yeah. I think so.
In case you're wondering, Elizabeth Montgomery was furious at I Dream of Jeannie because she saw it as a ripoff of their show.
Of
Bewitched.
Of Bewitched.
That little tidbit.
So I'm going to say not the same network.
They had differences. I mean, they were very similar, but they were different.
It was similar where you had, where Jeannie was more of a subservient, mm-hmm. where mm-hmm. Samantha was more of a more dominant over Darren.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, with Samantha, though, the hijinks were all involved with people in her family.
Yes, the mom would always.
Oh, she was good. Oh, she had an uncle that was pretty funny in that show. Uh-huh. He is a little like, hello, uh-huh. you know, a little over the
did
top.
He like? Did he like show tunes? Did he like?
I'm going to say yes. Yeah, me too. He probably went and saw Suffs.
Oh my!
Yes, and.
I love Broadway.
Where Jeannie was the hijink.
She was, exactly. She was the she was the comedy.
Yeah, she was her own foil. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah.
You're right. It's funny.
But no, the two shows similar. I can see that,
yeah,
similar that
dynamic.
Concept.
Yeah, yeah.
But
so good, both of them.
They were good TV shows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great TV shows, and none of them. Had twins that stood back to back, you know, posing like idiots. You know who you are, and stop it.
Maybe we need a show photo with us posing like twins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, looking like a bunch of morons,
like jamokes, like a bunch of jamokes,
like a couple of jabronis,
like a jabron.
Speaking of a jabron,
uh huh.
The tribal chief had a documentary.
That he did. And I was able to rope Lady Jill into watching this 2-hour documentary.
I'm still shocked.
Are you shocked with that?
Because you told me, hey, I'll ask her to watch. I'm like, there's no way, dude. You're watching a Lifetime movie. And we both know it.
We watched The Tribal Chief.
I thought it was done really well. However... Watching it, I feel like I'm the mark. I feel like I'm being put together. Because mm-hmm. it starts with Paul Heyman talking about the greatest wrestler of all time. And then a line of testimony from Hulk Hogan. Stone Cold. Cena. The Rock. All saying he's the greatest champion and headliner. Mm-hmm. In the history of the company.
I think that's a bit of a overreach.
So now I'm thinking, well, there's no way. I mean, you know when you're premiering it. You're premiering it the week before WrestleMania. You premiere a documentary that's basically a love letter to...
Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns, who you're now stating the greatest champion...
But I think it could be a goodbye love letter.
Maybe.
But I did.
I think the timing's weird.
I couldn't wait to talk about this tonight because last night we finished it. We watched it the night it came on and then we had to go to bed. So we finished it last night. And I said to Casey at the end, I said, I don't know. I said, you know this whole kayfabe thing? Like, what if this is part of it? Because
mm-hmm.
I never thought that with any other biography type show. Except this one.
Okay, so I got a lot of positive out of it. Here's the only negative part. I want to see the guys. I don't want to see him in character. I want to see the real mm-hmm. Joe Anolo, which he did kind of show that mm-hmm. Joe, not Roman at times. In the interview.
Yeah, well, I think more so talking about his brother, you know.
Rosie.
Yeah. Yeah,
which it was sad that his brother Matt, who passed early, had a heart attack.
Yeah,
died
really young. That's his brother, his older brother,
huh? Who was in the WWE, and that's a guy that never found a gimmick that really worked.
No,
he went by Rosie.
Well, that was one of his last gimmicks, was Rosie.
Oh, that's weird.
I thought it was interesting. The fact that Roman Reigns, a.k.a. Joe Anolo,
yep.
kind of came up
Florida man.
Florida guy. He was a Florida man.
Yeah, Pensacola.
Pensacola kid. Played football. Went to Georgia Tech.
Yep.
Got drafted into the NFL with the Vikings.
Correct.
When he did his physical, come to find out, he had leukemia, essentially a form of leukemia that ended his football career.
Correct.
Which was kind of sad.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. I mean, luckily they caught it early.
Early on.
Went into remission and, you know.
Came back home to Pensacola.
Worked in a warehouse.
For his sister, who had a office furniture business.
And oddly enough, his cousins were working there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. At the same time. Those two knuckleheads. Mm-hmm. The Ooses. They're being all oosy together.
Oosing it up.
Yeah.
And his dad, who was Sika Anolo.
Yep.
No relation to me. They spell it different.
I was going to try to zip it.
I thought it was interesting. Roman was talking about learning to swim and how his father threw him into the deep end.
Right.
And Roman was forced to swim. It's either swim or die. Mm-hmm. And when Roman was working for his sister, his father came in and said, when are you going to start wrestling? Are you just going to put our office furniture together? Mm-hmm. And Roman said, that's getting flung right into the middle of the pool again. So I admire work ethic, great work ethic.
Yeah.
On his part. Mm-hmm. Put the time in, wrestled here in Tampa and Florida Championship Wrestling.
Yeah.
Which a lot of our superstars that we see today came through FCW, Seth Rollins, Bailey, of course, Roman. We have, who else went through FCW? The Usos went through FCW.
John Moxley, formerly known as Dean Ambrose.
Yep.
Bella Twins.
Yep. Bella Twins came through FCW. Subway, what'd you think about that documentary? What's your thoughts on it so far?
Not gonna lie, I did not watch it.
Oh, okay. Well, it's worth a watch. Here's the other thing I picked up.
What do you mean, boo? I went to Monday Night Raw.
All right, hold on.
I know.
We're not trying to bury the lead. We'll get to that in a minute.
Oh,
we'll
yeah.
We'll get to that in a minute.
This is going to be a very wrestling-heavy show, folks.
Yes.
So you better set your shoulders. This is going to be wrestling tonight.
Yes.
I hope you like it. If you don't, learn to like it.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Which is why it was awesome that I started with two women on TV. Keep going.
Okay, thank you. So what also struck me with Roman is how it was very important to help, as he became successful, mm-hmm. elevate his cousins along with him.
That's the part that got me. That's,
right.
To me, that was the dagger. That was
and according to him, he elevated Sami Zayn.
Yes, he did mention it. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah,
which that was a pretty good gimmick when Sami Zayn was with the Bloodline.
He sold it.
Yeah.
But and then he sold it again on that biography. I just really couldn't ask Case. Like, I couldn't tell what was real by the end of
or
that.
Or what was kayfabe.
Yes. Like, I just,
well, with Paul Heyman involved, you never can tell.
Never can tell.
Yeah, you're right.
I think the way I can tell is how he delivers it.
Right.
Because in the beginning, that delivery was kayfabe heavy.
And at the end.
And at the end, right. But in between, it was Paul Heyman just talking pretty mm-hmm. candidly about Roman Reigns and his career. What was interesting, as he came up through the FCW, and
Cody's dad,
Dusty,
was very,
very
hands-on.
Instrumental. Yes.
So, you know, this is all going full circle come to Saturday and Sunday night.
There's no mistake in what they were doing with this. This documentary came out purposely the week before mm-hmm. WrestleMania.
To yeah. mess with our heads. Messing with mine.
Yeah, I mean, boy, oh boy. I don't know what's going to happen now.
I'm saying Cody.
It's up in the air, honestly.
I don't know. I'm skeptical. I'm skeptical about Cody. I don't know if Roman drops the belt.
Well, I could say it because we're going to our friend's house to watch the Saturday night, at least. Sunday night, we're just going to chill at Studio. What do we call that? Studio D?
That's Studio D.
Yeah. Just watch it, Studio D. Going to the other Casey. He's not on the chat, so he can't. Okay. Yeah. I got my Cody shirt.
Oh.
I'm going to be a Cody crybaby.
Nice.
They exist, folks.
Yeah. I will say, speaking of wrestling documentaries, I actually did watch a wrestling documentary. The one, Bray Wyatt.
Oh, I heard that one's very, very good.
Yeah, I have not watched that yet. I really saw that.
Buddy of mine at work was telling me about it, how good it was.
But it was not easy to watch.
No?
I bet.
What was hard there, Subway? What was hard to watch?
First off, they describe, you know, what, like, the circumstances around his death. It was horrible. And let alone, I mean, personally for me, I mean, I've actually met this guy. I met Bray Wyatt in real life.
Kind of hit home for you.
Yeah. But also, you know, they talked about, you know, losing John Huber, or many people know as Luke Harper or Brody Lee.
Yeah. Yep.
I think talking about that was also just not easy for me. Just was very hard to watch.
Yeah, I saw it up there on on Peacock's app, and it's like we'll end up circling back to it.
We gotta find the right time.
So you were at Raw. And now I had people out there trying to find where in the world was Subway Slam. But
there was a text thread full of this.
Yes. And then you saw a couple dark matches. Actually the Maharaj finally wrestled again. I guess they were kind of doing that. Anything insightful before they went live on TV?
Not really. Chelsea Green was doing her thing. She won. Good for her.
Yep. Was there anything after they went off TV? Sometimes they'll do like a match or people talk to you, to the crowd. What'd they do when they went off the air?
Subway.
You're breaking up again.
And that's hard to do.
Yep. Oh, boy. Oh, okay. Subway. Hold up. Oh, there you go. All right.
Okay. I thought, no, they did not do anything after they went off the air. I thought Punk was going to come out and do something off the air, but no, he did not.
So when they went off the air, that was it?
That was it.
Wow. Unusual. Wow.
That is kind of unusual. Interesting. I mean, it was a pretty jam-packed episode, though. I mean,
it really was.
I mean, you had everyone. Everyone was there.
Yes.
I mean, what was it like to see the final boss in person?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It was amazing.
I was listening on TV trying to see if anyone was going to get the you're a pebble chant going.
Tried starting that. People were laughing along with me, but like no one
nobody jumped on.
No one jumped on.
It'll happen. It'll happen at WrestleMania.
I think so.
Stolen.
Now, I will tell you this. You might want to go back to like clips of when Seth Rollins first came out. Because when he first came out on the stands, he was in my section.
Oh.
Same row as me.
Really?
Yeah. See him. Yeah. So technically, I was on TV.
Did you see you? Did you watch it again? I mean,
honestly, I did not watch the clips.
Oh, I'll get on that.
No, Seth.
But they had really tight shots with Seth Rollins
in the crowd.
It wasn't a wide shot. It was a real tight shot on him.
But there was a lot of crowd stuff earlier in the show.
The one thing, I thought the guy that had the phone who was next to Seth Rollins was a bit, he's kind of in his space. I don't know if you noticed that.
Yeah, I noticed.
I was like, wow, this guy is kind of like, whoa, back on up, partner.
Yeah, so, some people will get a little close with the phones. Some of them pretty good with.
But I'll give Seth credit, great credit. He just. It's basically like that wasn't even there. He performed flawlessly.
He just lets it roll.
But I was thinking, damn, this guy's all up in his space, getting up under his cologne.
I would have slapped someone's phone out of their hands. I would have a very short wrestling
fuse career for that shit.
Yeah.
Well, I got stuff to go back and watch now. Thank you.
Hmm. So we'll review that. That'll be reviewed later. Mm-hmm. So Subway, what other impressions did you have from the match?
Subway.
Did we lose Subway again? I think we lost him.
Oh, gosh. This guy.
Is he taking a nap again?
He might be.
Hello?
Oh, there he is. Hello, Subway.
Okay, so I was hoping to see Roman Reigns wrestle.
All of us were.
Or The Rock. Unfortunately, we end up getting Solo Sikoa. I was hoping to see one of them wrestle against Seth Rollins. I did not want Solo Sikoa. It was just great seeing all the wrestlers. I had a great time.
Yay.
You know, that could be like an Ecuador Jeff shirt where it just says, I did not want to see Solo Sikoa.
Yeah.
That's the Ecuador Jeff WWE.
Yeah.
Series edition.
Yes.
So far we
it's
have
a
like,
limited edition.
Yeah, limited edition that's out with the WWE.
We have one shirt for you.
Oh, I ended up getting a new shirt.
Oh, wow. Was it an Ecuador Jeff shirt?
No, actually it was an WWE exclusive shirt, actually.
Is it so R-Truth?
No.
Boo.
It's actually The Rock.
Oh
wow! You're all about the final boss.
I mean, it was an exclusive shirt. I was like, when I saw it, I'm like, oh yeah, this is a good shirt. I like, and it said, "Finally, The Rock has come back to Brooklyn."
Oh, they had one for the event itself.
Cool. Yeah. Yes,
I got you.
Well, and I cool. got. And I also got a sweatshirt of CM Punk that I've been wearing ever since I got it.
Oh, wow. Nice. Are you going to wear it till it like stands up on its own?
Correct. Okay. I am. Yes.
Correct.
So are you prepared for watching the 2-day WrestleMania?
Two nights of WrestleMania. Yes. So what's the game plan? How is the Subway layer set up.
Yeah, what's the food sitch?
Yeah.
Well, the thing is that Sunday I'm definitely going to be watching it. Saturday is going to be tough for me because I have to because someone the big dog has a show on that same day.
Oh.
And I'm going.
Is Big Dog performing at the old Birdland?
Not the Birdland.
Oh, okay. Are you performing with the Big Dog?
Oh, is this one of his new shows he's doing or something?
It's one of those the country shows that he's been doing.
Nice. All excellent. Right.
Is that him?
That's awesome.
Yep. So yeah, there's a chance that I'm probably going to miss like the first half.
On purpose,
but definitely will be there for the second half. I mean,
well, the good thing about Peacock, you can always pick it up later.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, cool. Well, let the big dog know to break a leg.
I will do.
Excited.
Very much so.
So, a lot of belts on the line.
Ooh,
for WrestleMania. I mean, there's some good non-belt matches. You know, I think with the girls, Damage Control's got a big match with Bianca Belair, Naomi, and Jade
Cargill.
Correct. Which will be, I think, a pretty good. You know, Styles, LA Knight,
yeah,
your Philadelphia Street Fight, out there with, now I'm forgetting names. That's what I do.
That's what I do too. It's part of our as we.
So I think they're going to be some good non-title matches, but. As far as title matches, what are we thinking on belts? Are belts changing hands? How many?
Yeah, Subway. Ooh. What's your thoughts?
I definitely think the tag team titles are getting changed, and I think I believe.
Just lost
Subway. You hit a button.
Stop hitting buttons.
Yeah.
Don't touch it. Don't touch the switches.
Hello.
No, oh, we go. Got you.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay. All right. So I believe that the tag titles are going to get changed.
For the men?
Yes. And I believe they are going to get split to the two brands again, Raw and SmackDown. I feel like it's time for them.
Well, how do you think they're going to split them tonight or that night?
Two winners. One winner for the Raw. Like first team retrieves the belt, you win that the Raw or the SmackDown, and then the second team wins the remaining of that title.
All right.
But how come why would they do that?
To split the brands, to split the tag titles.
Well, that's how it was for a long time, though.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's about time we could use two tag titles again. That tag team division is very stacked, and it needs to be prioritized more.
All right. Does Gunther drop the belt?
I don't think he does.
Yeah, I
think if there's going to be someone that does take that title, it would be Chad Gable. And I think if Gable was facing off Gunther at WrestleMania, my opinion would be different.
See, I want to say I'm going to agree with Subway in this one. And I think they're leaning towards that rematch for SummerSlam. The Bayley and Io Sky.
I'm very confident Bayley's going to win.
Wow. I'd be okay with that.
I think Bailey's going to win.
Yeah. It's about time where things need to change with the women's title there. I think it's Bailey's time.
Well, I think she's definitely earned it. You know, she's definitely put in her work. I think give her a chance to wear the belt.
Sure.
All right. Now, if we're looking at the U.S. belt, you got Logan Paul defending in a triple threat.
Yeah.
You know, Kevin Owens and the Viper himself. I mean, those are two dangerous foes themselves.
I mean,
what say you, Subway?
As much as I would love to give it to Randy Orton, it's not going to happen. I don't think they would give it to Randy. So here's the thing with Logan Paul. He's either going to drop it at WrestleMania or he's dropping it at SummerSlam. That's how it's going to work. The question is, I think that I'm just going to say Logan Paul retains. That one I'm so conflicted on. He's dropping that title in a big pay-per-view. And if he's dropping it, he's going to drop it to Kevin Owens at WrestleMania. SummerSlam, who knows?
Really?
Yeah, I think he retains, but, you know, I think there's some shenanigans that happen, i.e., you know, his brass knuckles or something like that. But I think he'll drop it in a very soon pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Probably to KO. Randy Orton doesn't need that belt. That belt does no good to for anyone for Randy to have it. Randy adds legitimacy to the match because he's Randy Orton, you know.
Yes.
That's a good point.
I mean, you can't have a WrestleMania and not have, you know, some of these guys performing. So sometimes they're like in weird matches. You know, it's like LA Knight, AJ Styles, they don't have a belt to fight, but you can't like not have AJ Styles, probably pound for pound, one of your best in-ring performers. You know, he's just so inventive in the ring. Like every time I watch a match, I'm like, I think he just invented a move.
Mm-hmm.
He is amazing to watch. And LA Knight just gets the crowd so charged up. And, you know, to the credit of the powers that be at WWE, they're like, well, you can't leave him off the card somewhere.
Yeah.
And you know what? To LA Knight's credit, like whatever they give him, he goes out there, he gets the crowd going fired up, and you know that they're going to keep letting
him
go.
That's the thing, right? A match like that, that's a nice transition from a belt match to another belt match.
Well, and I think too, this is like a match. Can LA Knight, move to another level? Beating AJ Styles, a former Grand Slam champion, basically. Well, I think that puts him on that level. So,
and let's face it, we can't WrestleMania or any pay per view. Every match can't be a title match.
No. You got
to have
all sorts of stuff going on. All right. So the first night it ends with the big tag team.
Correct.
And it has implications of the following night. Cause it's
what the rules will be for the main event on Sunday night.
Correct. And really, we're going to see The Rock really wrestle full time for the first time in
a long time.
A long time.
We talked like about.
Years.
Do you think he's really going to wrestle?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think it's going to be.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's serious about it.
All right.
So,
Subway. I think he wrestles until next year.
Oh, wow. Really?
I think he wrestles until, like, what is it, WrestleMania 41?
Wow.
So Casey and I were having a discussion Subway. We think The Rock, I think at one point, turns on Roman Reigns. That's my gut.
Well,
not in that match.
No, you don't think
Night
so?
Two. Night two.
Mm.
If Roman loses the belt, then really does The Rock stay? That's my thing.
So do you think we have bloodline rules for
yes.
the main event Sunday?
Yes.
Yeah, I would agree.
That's how you make a WrestleMania. You have to give it to Rock and Roman.
Yeah.
There's got to be a spectacle. It can't just be a run-of-the-mill match.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I really, now I'm just so unsure. What the hell's gonna go on now?
We have to wait and see.
Well, they're doing their job then, Case.
Yeah, Triple H, he's got me guessing. He's got me guessing.
This is what gets us to tune in and stay dialed in.
I mean, when he said, "Did I study the game? I am the game," he was right.
Huh.
Yeah.
He was right.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, so I mean, they're already kicking off things. I guess Philly tonight might have been like the, I think their induction ceremonies for their Hall of Fame, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Oh, and the other women's match, Rhea and Becky.
Yes. Cannot overlook that. I think that's going to be all right,
because
as they say in the biz. A banger of a match.
Yes. Here's why I think it's going to happen.
All right.
I am very certain that Rhea is going to retain. But I believe that Liv Morgan will somehow get involved in this match, which will set up Rhea versus Liv.
Ah, that would be fun.
Mm-hmm. Wait, did they not do a thing?
You know, I think Becky at some point I think will hold the match or title, but I
love her.
I just don't see Rhea just dropping the belt anytime soon. I think she's gonna have a Roman Reigns like run.
Oh wow.
On the belt. That's me.
I agree.
She performs at a high level at all times.
Yep.
She's bringing that belt to a new level. She's a Caitlin Clark of the women's division.
Correct.
Who's that?
Oh, boy.
The baddest woman on the planet that plays basketball. No. Oh. But no. Actually, there are a lot of good ladies before anyone gets all in the uproar.
We don't want uproar. But if you do have some uproar, how do they... uproar us.
Contact Subway Slam directly. And I'm gonna
if
you email us at the show at warmbeardandacheapseats.com, I'll give you out his address.
Oh, nice. You gotta dox me.
Yes.
What is that?
But we do it for free though, Subway.
What does that mean? Well,
we just put him in harm's way. But look, it's for the sake of entertainment.
Yeah. It's worth it.
There you go. That's
hey,
worth
you come
it.
Over, you can come over New York City with the earthquakes.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to ask, if you're okay.
Oh, yeah. No, I was fine. I am fine.
The earthquake is still safer than riding on that subway.
Yeah. No, it's actually so funny. I was in good old forensics class. Watching, I was good old friends of class watching a documentary about Aileen Wuornos, you know, the serial killer. And we were getting to the part of her final words before her execution. And she said, "I will be back with God." Next thing you know, after she says that, bam, earthquake.
Whoa.
Holy shit.
Hmm.
How many people yep. poop their peanuts?
A lot of people. And apparently, actually, like a couple apparently. Hours ago, there was an aftershock. I did not feel it, but my parents did.
I like to know when the aftershocks are happening and then lay in bed and it just rocks me to sleep.
Yeah. That's a great concept.
Yeah.
It's a new white noise.
Yeah.
The white rumbling.
All right. Who's honking horns?
Well, easy with the damn city. Horns.
Huh? I don't hear it.
Do you have like a window open there?
I do.
No. Well, then that makes sense.
I don't hear it.
Oh, no. Definitely heard a horn.
I heard a horn.
Yep. They're going to hear that horn in perpetuity. Ooh. And on Naughty Radio.
Naughty Radio.
Imagine if I have an earthquake right now while we're on live.
You're like, oh.
You could be like, you could report live.
Yeah, you could report live. Like, you know.
The weather people.
Yeah, like the weather people. You know, like there was that earthquake that happened during the World Series live.
Yeah.
I remember that.
89.
Yep.
89.
Giants, A's. It happened. They were at Candlestick. And all of a sudden, the camera started shaking around. We're like, oh, something's going on here. Oh, my. And delayed the World Series for, I think, like a week. It was a pretty bad one, though.
It was bad.
Collapsed the big thing, bridge.
The bridge. That's bridge, what yeah, I was just going to say. That was the big memory oh,
yeah.
I have.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember. I was little. Subway, did you know right away it was an earthquake? Because there was a video I saw where there's like, shaking and the lady's like, "It's an earthquake." I'm like, who the in New Jersey
oh, yeah.
or New York?
Oh my God.
Really?
Oh yeah. No, I knew it was an earthquake immediately. Like, listen, I don't know when the last time New York City had an actual earthquake. I probably was not even born when it happened. I mean, I could be wrong. I might have to check on that. Right. I knew it was an earthquake like the whole freaking room was shaking. It's like, oh yeah, no, yeah.
That's so weird. Like, I feel like if you've never experienced it, like,
yeah, I felt my chair moving.
Florida or New York.
I feel my chair moving sometimes, but that's just from farting.
Yeah, sometimes I get my bowels moving.
Oh, bowel movement. Nothing like a bowel movement.
That's crazy. Did it take you a long time to like move on with your day? Or were you like,
no, not really.
You're not like, really. Oh, it's just an earthquake. No.
Yeah, it was just people just brushed it off. It was an earthquake.
Just an earthquake.
Well, that's good. I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey.
I've been wanting to ask you this question.
Hey, we got an earthquake happening over here. Did you hear people saying that?
I heard some people say that. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, I was like, and I kind of was like after, well, no wonder why Anthony Kiedis lives in both California and New York, so you can get all the earthquakes.
Oh.
He's just so selfish. Oh, he just wants them all to himself. What a jerk. Just kidding.
Sorry, Anthony.
Lo siento.
Yeah, lo siento, whatever that means.
I'm sorry.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, there you go. That was your Spanish lesson on WBCS.
Lo siento, bibliotech.
I'm sorry, library?
Yeah.
Yeah, I never read a book or returned it.
Oh wow. My gosh, my mom had so much money in return book fees. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, in Seinfeld, there's like a detective sent after Seinfeld.
About a library book that was not returned
out for like,
oh, really?
30 years.
Oh, yeah.
No. How long?
Something my like mom, 30 years.
My mom was too embarrassed that she just...
Just take the damn book back to the library.
Buy it. I'll just buy it.
I went and took them to the Dropbox eventually. I was like,
that's what I like about the library. The library Dropbox.
No one's going to know. And if they send you a bill, they send you a bill. But who's going to send you a bill for $3,000 for a couple books?
$3,000.
A library.
Wait, whoa, that much?
It was a lot.
There's a lien on the house.
Yeah.
What is the lien for it? Books. Library books that were not returned.
Yeah.
It was up there. I don't remember how much, but it was insane.
That's a lot.
Hey, the county wants their money.
Right?
A nickel a day.
That's how they build new libraries.
That's right. That goes to the new library fund.
Listen, no one messes with the librarian union.
That's right. There's fewer librarians now. You know, have you been to a library lately?
Nope.
Probably a few months.
So the ones here in my county.
Yes.
You check out electronically.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Nope.
No more the librarian. No more with the stamp. Ba-bam.
Dewey Decimal System.
Nope. Don't you know that Dewey Decimal System? I learned that from Conan the Librarian.
On UHF.
Yes.
Great movie. Mm-hmm. It's weird. There's no more card catalogs. It's all electronic.
None?
No. It's all electronic. You go on a computer.
I always just play solitaire on that computer.
Do you really?
Huh. Yeah. And if I want to get really crazy, spider solitaire.
Oh, boy.
Spider solitaire.
What if one of the librarians saw you doing it?
What's she going to do? Charge me money.
Him. She may hit you with a ruler.
Man. Yeah. I'll just start talking like Mickey Mouse. Do we have a problem?
It's a library. Be quiet, Mickey.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? That's right. You just like reverse psychology her. Like she starts talking to you, you just like, shush. Shh. Shush the librarian.
Shush the librarian. Hey, that could be an Ecuador Jeff shirt. Shush the librarian.
Shush the librarian.
Write that one down.
Yes. Shush
the librarian. Making me feel like the librarian's name is Shush. Shush the librarian.
Whatever you want.
In the 80s, that would have been a wrestler name.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, for sure.
Definitely for Vince. All right, so I got an idea. This is going to be a great gimmick. You're a librarian, and your name is Shush.
Shush the library. It would have been. Everybody had a job with Vince in the 80s.
Yep.
Every character. You had Hacksaw Jim Duggan. He was a lumberjack.
Yep.
He lives here, didn't he?
Brutus, he had the barber beefcake. He was a barber.
Hey.
But yeah. He was also a beefcake. He was a twofer.
Yeah.
Beefcake and a barber.
Yeah. Oh, the big boss man. He was a cop from Cobb County, Georgia.
There you go.
Sure was.
So all careers were represented. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I said that right.
Yeah. Oh, the Mountie.
Yep, he was a Mountie.
Yeah,
that was a good stretch. Oh, how about IRS?
Oh yeah, he's
getting in the Hall of Fame. Tax collector.
Erwin R. Scheister.
Yeah, he's getting in the Hall of Fame tonight.
Nice.
What was I about to say? Mr. Perfect.
Yes. He was perfect.
He's perfect.
Kind of like this show.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Perfection.
Coco, well, beware.
He was. He had to beware of Coco's.
Coco, beware.
I'm always, you know, very aware of Coco's around me. So, speaking of perfection, Subway, do you have a list for us tonight?
Oh, you betcha I do.
Oh, yes. Oh. All right, stand by, everyone.
Here it comes.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Subway's list.
He's got a list.
Oh, yeah. You already know. All right. This is going to be great. So I decided, because it's WrestleMania weekend, let's kick off this weekend with a WrestleMania-themed list for the show. And how about we do the top 10 greatest WrestleManias of all time?
All right.
This is another one where I just say numbers.
Right. Now, yeah. What do you mean? Like whole shows or are we whole talking show. About like, or, oh, the whole this show?
The whole show. Now, yes, this is from the sportster.com. That's the source. And I am going to warn you that WrestleMania's 36 through present, because they are day one and day two, they are counted as separate.
Oh. All right. Yeah, this is going to be a tough one, but all right. We'll take a stab at it.
So yep. I just say years, right? If I have no idea.
No, you guys say numbers.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah. It's 1 through 39, I believe. Yes, 1 through 39.
All right. So let's start this off.
All right, let's start with Big Mike.
WrestleMania 3.
WrestleMania 3
with Andre.
Andre, yeah. It's got to be that's got to be in the top 5.
You think that's top 5? Guess what?
What?
Top 5.
It's not.
Oh wow.
No.
Is it on the list?
I'm not doing honorable mentions.
So it's not on the list.
It's not on the list. So, no. So the answer to my question is no, Mike. It's not on the list.
No, Big Mike. It's not on the list.
Gotcha. All right. There you go. This is going to be a tough one.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Casey.
Well, you got to go to the beginning and don't go number one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's too bad. That's not on the list.
Wow!
What?
One in three.
It all? I mean, it had Mr. T.
No, I was just going to say, Mr. T, man. Come on.
I mean, snarky. And Mr. T knew George Peppard. You know.
Yeah.
He loves it when a plan comes together.
I have a teacher named Mr. T.
Does he have a mohawk? Does he say, I pity the fool? Hey, listen,
you know,
fool.
I wish, but no.
You need to get more character. You see, you got a key there, Subway.
Does he say stuff like that?
No. Unfortunately, he doesn't.
Wow. So this starts out this list. Wow.
I think. I got one.
Go ahead.
All right. Melissa. All right, sweet Melissa. Let's see what you got.
I'm probably wrong, but I'm trying to think back to all of the WrestleManias that I've watched with Casey.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go with number 7.
Good one.
WrestleMania number 7. That was 1991, I believe. It is not on the list.
What?
Fucking A.
I even got the go-ahead from Casey and Mike. They thought it could be, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, it's not.
I think that the wrist. The list is wrong.
Oh, well, sorry about that. All right. Big Mike.
WrestleMania 36.
WrestleMania 36. That's the start of the two nights.
I was just going to
say. I'm going to say second night.
WrestleMania 36. That was Brock Lesnar versus Drew McIntyre. Unfortunately, that is not on the list.
Mm. Oh, there it is. New York, New York.
Wow.
Yeah.
Tough list.
Yeah. All right, Casey.
I'm thinking, and I'm trying to remember the year, so I'm trying to do WrestleMania math, but I'm going to say it's WrestleMania 18.
WrestleMania 18. That was 2002, I believe.
Correct.
WrestleMania 18 is not on the list.
What? I mean, come on. You had The Rock and Hogan in that one. That alone is like a top five match all time.
We might, you know, goose egg this one.
No.
So far.
The last one, you guys, the last one. Oof.
I got it.
All right, got it? Go. All right, let's see what you got.
37.
37, which night?
Oh, I thought, okay, maybe I was wrong. I'm going to say the first night.
WrestleMania 37, night one, is not on the list. Hmm. Yeah. All right.
Poker face, Subway.
Thank you. I'm usually terrible at it, but thank you.
No, you're good.
All right. Big Mike.
WrestleMania 15.
WrestleMania 15. That was 2000, I believe. Right? 2000? No. 1999. That is not on the list.
All right. I'm going to go WrestleMania 38, day one.
Oh, man.
There you go. That is on the list. There you go. That's how you do it. It is number nine.
Wow.
Wait, you said WrestleMania 38, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's number nine.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah.
It's going that way.
All right. Sweet Melissa.
So that one then was 2022.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
So day one ended with the
Stone Cold
match.
See, I don't remember all that, but I was gonna pick that year. But I'm gonna say. I'm going to say 39 night one.
39 night one is on the list. It's number three.
Wow. Yes.
Really?
Yeah, I say this. Let's call this last round.
Last round.
All right.
Let's do it.
I'm going to go WrestleMania 10.
WrestleMania 10. That was, oh, yeah, WrestleMania 10. You betcha. It's on the list. Number 10.
See, all right. Got this now. 10 is 10.
Yeah, 10 is 10. All right, Casey.
Gosh, there hadn't been an earlier WrestleMania. I'm going to go WrestleMania 6.
WrestleMania 6 is not on the list.
All right,
sweet Melissa.
We didn't say this one yet, did we? 17?
No.
Damn it.
No. I'm saying we did not. You guys did not say it. WrestleMania 17.
That's
number one. That's number one.
Oh
yeah!
Wow! Good job. Wow.
I thought maybe if I was wrong about 7 that it was actually 17.
That was Subway. Rock that probably been Stone Cold.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right, let's go ahead and run through them.
Okay, this is going to be great. Number eight?
Yep.
WrestleMania 20. 2004. Mm. The main event was Triple H, Shawn Michaels, and am I allowed to say this guy's name?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You can. Benoit.
Chris Benoit.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you be able to say his name?
Yeah, nothing to do with it. You could say his name.
All right, Chris Benoit. And Benoit won. It was for the World Heavyweight Championship. It's been considered as probably the greatest WrestleMania match of all time.
Yep.
You also had Eddie Guerrero against Kurt Angle. You had The Undertaker against Kane.
Yeah.
And a Goldberg versus Brock Lesnar match with Stone Cold as the special guest referee. Oh, and how can I forget about Christian versus Chris Jericho?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yep. Number seven, we have the heist of the century, WrestleMania 31, where Seth Rollins cashed in his Money in the Bank to win the World Heavyweight Championship.
Yep, sure did.
Yep, you had John Cena winning the U.S. title against Rusev, The Undertaker against Bray Wyatt, Sting's debut match in WWE against Triple H, where the both DX and the NWO came out, Randy Orton against Seth Rollins, Daniel Bryan winning the IC title, and then you also had The Big Show making the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal relevant. Oh, here's a good one. Number six, WrestleMania 24, 2008. The main event was The Undertaker versus Edge, but it is most notable for the end of Ric Flair's WWE career. This was Ric Flair versus
Shawn Michaels.
Versus Shawn Michaels.
Yep.
Yeah. And then Floyd Mayweather also made an appearance at WrestleMania as well against Big Show. Number five, we have WrestleMania 30, which was a huge match. Well, not just huge match, but huge event. You had Daniel Bryan wrestling in two matches, one against Triple H. He won that one, which led him to face off against Batista and Randy Orton to win the World Heavyweight Championship. You had The Undertaker losing his streak against Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
Number four, we have WrestleMania 21. This is more well known as the first Money in the Bank ladder match. This you also had Rey Mysterio versus Eddie Guerrero.
Yep, the for the child.
Yep. I think we all know who Dom's father is, based on storylines. Edge won the Money in Bank ladder match, so he won the first briefcase. You had Kurt Angle versus Shawn Michaels, John Cena beating JBL, and then you also had Batista versus Triple H for the World Heavyweight Championship match.
And then number two?
Then we have number two, which is WrestleMania 19. In 2003, this is Brock Lesnar versus Kurt Angle.
Yep.
Hulk Hogan versus Vince McMahon.
What?
Yeah. And then you had The Rock versus Stone Cold, for the final time.
Yep.
You also had Shawn Michaels versus Chris Jericho.
Interesting.
Yeah. But yeah, not really much old matches. I mean, the oldest out of the top 10 is WrestleMania 10.
10, yeah.
But even then, it's only there just because of the ladder match for the IC title, for the undisputed IC title between Razor Ramon and Shawn Michaels.
Right.
So, yeah, it's
interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I think we've kind of covered it all then tonight.
I think so.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Well, happy WrestleMania, everyone. We're going to see you next week. Just remember to keep the shiny side up
and the greasy side down.